All today.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That, again, freetalklive.com. As we go right into the phone calls, let's talk to Jarvis in Pennsylvania. Jarvis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
It's some follow-up of an article you guys talked about I think, a month ago, about some Wilmington policemen who killed an ex-Marine named Derek Hale when he was sitting on the front porch of a friend's house when he was house-sitting.
Right. Yeah, they executed him. A bunch of cops just came up, and I guess it was pretty much broad daylight, in front of the entire neighborhood and just executed this man.
That's right. They showed up. There's 14 cops that pulled up. They tasered him 7 times. They kept telling him to take his hands out of his pocket. He was wearing a hoodie, a sweatshirt. You guys call him hoodies. And his widow, his wife, was telling the cops he was trying to take his hands out, and they just kept tasering him over and over again. He was, like, writhing. And then finally one of them just, you know, shot him at basically point-blank range.
Shot him 3 times in the chest, point-blank.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, so the Delaware Attorney General, I guess, did an investigation, and he just issued the report of the investigation on Friday, and he concluded that Police Lieutenant William Brown was justified when he shot and killed Derek Hale.
What? Of course.
A member of the Pagans Motorcycle Club, and will not be subject to criminal prosecution.
It is absolutely the case, again and again, that cops can get away with murder, and this is yet another example of it.
If there's
any
case where I thought the cops were going down, I thought it would be this one.
There were witnesses here.
They have the whole description out, and I'd encourage people to go look it up. You can see point by point what happened with all the witness descriptions on there, and it made me tingle to read how it literally was an execution squad that just killed this man.
It is. It's incredible. He's still not completely going to be unculpable or whatever. There's still a civil lawsuit, but this is probably going to be used against that as evidence.
But of course, the rest of us would have been held criminally liable for something like this.
Absolutely.
If any one of us had shot somebody 3 times in the chest, trying to submit, after the man was yelling out how he was trying to submit to them.
But he wasn't actually yelling. His voice was he wasn't able to speak very loudly. He was kind of whispering. He's like, "I'm trying, I'm trying." And his wife was the one who was screaming at the cops that he was trying to get.
I thought it was his female friend that was there, but nonetheless, there was something. There was a female right there. I mean, within feet from where this happened, and then there was a neighbor, some guy that was working construction or something like that, who was also nearby, who saw this brutality and commented, and one of the cops approached him and said, "I'll effing show you brutal."
Silenced him right
or something
there.
Like
overkill.
That. Yeah,
right,
I'll show you overkill. And then they went and popped this guy in the chest 3 times.
Right.
And now the district attorney's saying,
justified.
Oh, and he was completely innocent, too, of everything.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have drugs, and he wasn't doing what they thought he was doing.
Still justified. As I recall, he was down there volunteering for Toys for Tots or
something.
Right.
As many bikers do. I'd say there are huge charity events that bikers get involved in on a yearly basis, and Toys for Tots is one of their charities. And so just another tragic story, just another now footnote in the sick history of police brutality in this country. Police brutality that has gone almost virtually unchallenged. It is so rare in these cases that actual police officers, law enforcement officers, will get in trouble for the things that they do. So rare. And this is yet another
sad
example.
And even worse, the other cops won't speak out against it. I mean, this is...
Of course
I mean,
not.
Yeah,
it's
I,
the thin blue
I,
line,
I
man. They close the ranks. Whenever this crap happens, code of silence.
I mean, that's why, the cops don't understand where we're coming from. But, I mean, if they did stand up and say, look, this is wrong, and dealt with their own, then we'd have some respect for the good ones. But we can't have any respect for the good ones if they're not going to speak out against people.
Because Americans don't see this, white Americans, the respectables, don't see this on a day-to-day basis. they don't know what it's like. And they can only assume that the news stories either slanted one direction or slanted the other. You know, the evidence doesn't slap them in the face in the newspaper.
Sure.
You know, the reporters try to be objective, so they don't make it abundantly clear what happened. You know, and nobody was there, and that's why. So they always give the cops the bye, and the cops give themselves the bye too. They just say, okay, well, you know, looks like it was you know, one of these hairy situations, and
they don't want to investigate themselves too closely.
No, I'm talking about like the cops in Miami thinking about the cops in Delaware.
I'm talking about
in general how cops feel about you know, they're not going to call each other out because well, you know, I wasn't there, I didn't see what happened.
Then
if they were there, there's many of them I think that would call them out. But the problem is that on these sorts of insertions, let's call them, these SWAT raids, you're talking about guys that are gung-ho as hell, usually young and you know, pumped with testosterone
and adrenaline
and just excited as they could be to be there. And anything, they'll do anything they're told as long as it's an order, and they, you know, that's what they're supposed to be doing.
There you go. Did you have anything else to highlight about that story, Jarvis?
I think that was most of it. There's one minor thing, which is sort of tangential, but my parents actually both live in Wilmington, so I've been following it a little bit closer than some of these, because Wilmington's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep referring to it as the Pagan murder. And I'm like, every time they say it, I'm like, what are you talking about? But it was the motorcycle gang was the Pagan motorcycle gang.
Right.
But I wonder, I mean, if this is like a kind of a plan by the media to try to make him look bad. I mean, Pagan sort of has a lot of negative connotations.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with who this guy was.
Right. When I hear the Pagan murder, that doesn't tell me anything about the fact that police murdered somebody.
That actually sounds like Pagan. Pagans are murdering.
You know, he's not some Pagan like dancing in the forest nude or something. Right?
It's just amazing. You know, story and Jarvis, thank you for the call. Story after story like this comes out as the police gear up in their black uniforms with their body armor and their MP5 machine guns and their battering rams and kick in door after door, 40,000 doors per year, just destroyed, and no-knock raids by the police in this country. Story after story, inevitably the raids go bad, inevitably people
some
get shot. Some of them go bad, and some people get shot and killed. Some of them cops. Some of them innocent people who happen to be occupying the wrong house at the wrong time. And there's very rarely any sort of punishment for the cops that step out of line. Not only is there no punishment, but they close the ranks around these guys. The thin blue line steps in to protect their own. They don't talk out against one another. As Toby pointed out, you know, the good cops love to crow about how great they are, about how good cops are and how wonderful they are and how they're really looking out for your freedoms and blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, the good cops keep quiet when another cop is under suspicion.
Well, I think that they know who the good cops, they know who's going to say something and who's not. They know who's a goody-goody and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to let the goody-goodies in on an operation like this.
Right.
They're not.
That's a good point. They're all bad, then, basically.
Well,
you're saying if it's a SWAT team, then they're more likely to be just all bad adrenaline junkie freaks, basically, is what you're saying.
Bad's not the terminology I would use. I would say
Every one of those cops in that squad is a bad guy. Every single one of them.
Compliant.
They didn't all pull the trigger, but they were all there watching as this man executed an innocent person.
I understand what you're saying, but when you say bad, it draws up in people's minds a different sort of frame of mind. The fact is, these guys bend to authority more easily. Their minds are soft in that area. They're going to do whatever the gods above tell them to do.
It doesn't make them bad?
That's
mindlessness.
It doesn't make them bad, but your description
of
them doesn't
terrible.
Serve. It doesn't let people know what you're talking about. When you just say bad, you know, these people aren't—they're not evil. They wouldn't go do it on their own, Ian. Like that's the sort of
how do you know
singular evil that we're talking about.
I see.
Well, this is a group evil. This is an authority evil. They're told to do this, so they go do it. They're mindless little stormtroopers,
and they love to do it too, which is another part that makes them bad in my book and evil.
You know, how you can shoot someone not once, but three times at point-blank range and get away with it?
An unarmed man
lying
at that.
Ground.
completely unarmed. More on the way. 800-259-9231. And people wonder why I don't trust the cops? Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother!
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website, completely free. And that does include the wiki. Over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, and it's free. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com and view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com.
Let's go right to the phones, to the fun. It's Zach in South Carolina on the Amplifier line. Hello, Zach.
Hey, I'm standing right outside the Republican debate that's about to happen here in South Carolina. And I was just with a good deal of Ron Paul supporters, and we had signs out, and we actually had a really great location right on a street corner where plenty of news cameras got us. And it's just been great. There's also a big fair tax rally here that's kind of separate. And so they've been chanting fair tax now, and so we got all the Ron Paul supporters chanting no tax now. But we have had a lot of fair tax people talk to us, and we keep telling Ron Paul it's for the abolishment of the IRS. So
yeah, and that's where it should stop.
Hear that.
Abolish the IRS and be done with it. Don't create another tax. We don't want that.
And then we were like on a sidewalk that was about level with the street, and so I didn't even realize it, and I have 1 foot in the street, and this cop came and yelled at me. He told me we had to be on the sidewalk. So I decided to do like, can't remember who it is in New Hampshire, but I just started walking back slowly, and he kept yelling at me. He said, I said get on the sidewalk, and I just kept backing up slowly and looking at him, holding my sign. I said, I'm not going to tell you one more time. And then when he yelled at other people to do that, I just yell out, your First Amendment does not apply on the street.
Right.
You have to be on the sidewalk.
Your First Amendment only applies to the sidewalk.
With me.
I bet he wasn't.
It was just great.
Congratulations on that. That had to take a lot of courage. Were you nervous?
Not really, because there are so many news cameras. I figured he probably wouldn't start beating me.
Yeah, he'd have to behave to some extent for sure.
Yeah.
You're right about that. But
so
be careful.
Actually,
try not to get too much trouble. Because cops will still arrest you, and just be nice about it.
I actually felt safe because of cameras, but only because they were not government cameras.
Indeed. So what else is going on out there? Is there a lot of people?
Oh, there's a lot of people from all the different camps. But where we were, it was where everyone else was, but we were like right in front. We just had a great position for everyone to see, and everyone else just kind of dissipated, and we were the last ones left at that place.
Is there have there been trash talkers? Have people come up and started anything with you guys, or have you been pretty much left alone?
No one. The only people that have really been talking to us are the fair tax people, asking if he's for it, and we just tell them that he's for abolishing the IRS.
There you go. Hey, good job, man, and call us back if anything exciting happens, like, you know, somebody gets killed or something like that. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Not that I expect anything exciting to happen outside of the Republican debate, but apparently people are getting ready for this. It's happening tonight. I guess it's happening in the 9 o'clock hour Eastern time. And don't tune in live to this thing. It's not worth it. Listen to Free Talk Live, enjoy Free Talk Live all the way up till 10 o'clock, and then go do whatever you want.
And then get the excerpts.
Yeah, then take the excerpts, because I didn't watch the first debate. I obviously won't be watching this one, and I won't watch. Somebody took the time to cut out all the Ron Paul segments from the last debate and post them on YouTube. And, of course, some of our listeners posted those links on our BBS. So instead of watching an hour-long or 90-minute debate full of a lot of hot air, you can just watch the 7 minutes or 10 minutes, however long that Ron Paul actually gets to talk, and then you actually get to see the highlights, so to speak.
If you watch it live, you're just going to frustrate yourself. I made the mistake for the last debate. I went to my friend's house and watched it.
Oops.
And, man, it just listening to the other politicians will frustrate you, and the way that the monitors of the debate kind of... when Rudy Giuliani's talking, he's allowed to talk over the buzzer for about 15, 20 seconds. Mm-hmm. But as soon as Ron Paul's buzzer goes off, you're done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I would recommend you do. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live and then watch the highlights later on down the line. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about Ron Paul and we were talking about the Department of Homeland Security a few moments ago, let's tie those two together with an article from Ron Paul at lourockwell.com. It's called Security Washington Style. Congress voted this past week to authorize nearly $40 billion taxpayer dollars for the Homeland Security Department, but the result will likely continue to be more bureaucracy and less security for Americans.
More security theater.
That's correct. 5 years into this new department, Congress cannot agree on how to handle the mega bureaucracy it created, which means that there's been no effective oversight of the department. While Congress remains in disarray over how to fund and oversee the department, we can only wonder whether we are more vulnerable than we were before Homeland Security was created. I was opposed to the creation of a new Homeland Security Department from the beginning. Only in Washington would anyone call for the creation of an additional layer of bureaucracy on top of already bloated bureaucracies, streamlining. Only in Washington would anyone believe that a bigger, more centralized federal government agency means more efficiency. When Congress voted to create the Homeland Security Department, I strongly urged that at the least, FEMA and the Coast Guard should remain independent entities outside of the department. The Coast Guard has an important mission to protect us from external threats, and in my view, it's dangerous to experiment with rearranging the deck chairs when the United States is vulnerable to attack. As I said at the time, quote, the Coast Guard and its mission are very important to the Texas Gulf Coast, and I don't want the mission relegated to the back burner in a huge bureaucracy. Although the Coast Guard I'm certainly no fan of. They do a lot of drug interdiction more so than anything else. And Ron Paul certainly, as I understand it, is against the war on drugs. Likewise with FEMA, he says, at the time of creation of the Department of Homeland Security, I wrote that we risk seeing FEMA become less responsive as part of DHS. FEMA needs to be flexible, locally focused, hands-on agency that helps people quickly after a disaster. Does Ron Paul actually believe that FEMA can do those things?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
He sounds awfully political with that, doesn't he?
Look, you're going to have to hear some of that happen, Ian. If Ron Paul was to go out on stage or release to the news media, I'm just going to destroy every government program I come across. You know, FEMA. You have a disaster.
I think that might work. You know, that's certainly going to get him attention. If he were to take those strong positions.
It might very well.
Instead,
but remember, he's running as a Republican. He's not running as a Libertarian.
I understand that. But the idea that a government agency, a federal government agency nonetheless, could be flexible, locally focused, and hands-on that actually helps people? Give me a break.
Did he claim it had to be a federal agency?
FEMA is a federal agency.
I understand that.
Federal Emergency Management
FEMA
agency.
FEMA needs to be locally managed. It needs to be hands-on.
Locally focused.
Locally focused, whatever.
Right.
I mean, it sounds to me like the only way you're going to have locally focused and hands-on is by getting rid of FEMA and having local organizations handle this stuff.
Yeah, but that's not what he's proposing.
Yeah, how do you know what he's proposing?
He's talking about keeping FEMA as is, but they changed it and it made it part of the Department of Homeland Security. He was trying to conserve the status quo, not actually. And, of course, he's fighting against people that want to make government bigger. So, to that end, he's fighting to preserve the current size of government in regards to FEMA. I'm sure he'd like to see them reduced if we were to actually ask him that question. And maybe we'll get that chance. 800-259-9231. More with Ron Paul. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That includes the updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about Ron Paul. In case you don't know who he is one of the 10 candidates on the Republican side for president of the United States. And so far, the media has been doing a pretty darn effective job of, well, ignoring Ron Paul completely.
They're doing their best.
They're 99% ignoring him, for the most part. And tonight, he will once again be appearing in the Republican debate. This one is going to be sponsored by Fox News. Whatever you do, don't tune in live. Listen to Free Talk Live instead, and then watch the YouTube excerpts later. But we're reading an article from Ron.
We will have, by the way, the way to vote for Ron Paul once the 9 o'clock hour rolls around.
You've got the instructions,
right? You're not going to be able to vote online on Fox, which is going to be the definitive poll, in the same way that MSNBC was the definitive poll previously.
So Ron Paul, in the middle of an article from him at LouRockwell.com, security Washington style, talking about how the Department of Homeland Security, Congress has just this last week authorized $40 billion of your taxpayer dollars to go to the DHS. And he's pointing out that this is, as in his words, a mega bureaucracy. It's an additional layer of bureaucracy on top of the already inefficient and virtually useless government bureaucracies. And he's not exactly taking a pure libertarian stance, as I might prefer, but nonetheless, we'll continue with his thoughts. He says, FEMA, we know that FEMA's handling of the disaster, Katrina and Rita, for instance, did in many cases more harm than good. FEMA was so disorganized and incompetent in its management of the 2005 hurricanes that one can only wonder how much the internal disarray in the Department of Homeland Security may have contributed to that mismanagement. We actually talked about that. I don't know how close Ron Paul followed the FEMA debacle, but we talked about a lot of the stories and a lot of the tragedies that were happening down there at the mm-hmm. time. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the Department of Homeland Security so much as just FEMA is a centrally controlled government bureaucracy, and like all government bureaucracies, it doesn't have market-based incentives to respond quickly, to respond effectively, to actually help people. It doesn't have any of those things. It's a bureaucracy, so it naturally moves slowly. It, in fact, moves ploddingly slowly. And when somebody actually needs some help, FEMA's first concern is whether or not the paperwork is filled out correctly.
Right, whether they've done all that they need to do, properly filling out paperwork and filing this and doing that and standing in this line and taking that number. That's the important stuff, not whether somebody's dehydrating to death.
Exactly. And there were example after example and story after story of bureaucratic mismanagement. And I can't say it would have been any better were they not under the heading of the DHS. It's just a federal government agency. You get what you get. He says, folding responsibility for defending our, likewise with FEMA, at the time of the creation of Department of Homeland Security, folding responsibility for defending our land borders into the Department of Homeland Security was also a bad idea, as we've come to see. The test is simple. Just ask ourselves whether our immigration enforcement has gotten better or worse since functions were transferred into this super bureaucracy. Are our borders being more effectively defended against those who would enter our country illegally? He says, I don't think so. And I would agree with that. They're probably not any more effective at keeping people out of this country. Not that I would like them to be more effective at it. I'm fine with people coming here to live a free life.
But it just goes to show how incompetent they are at the jobs they do.
Right. It just goes to show that adding another layer of bureaucracy doesn't make things more efficient. He says, are we better off with an enormous conglomerate of government agencies that purports to keep us safe? Certainly we're spending more money and getting less for it with the Department of Homeland Security. Perhaps now that the rush to expand government in the response to 9/11 is over, we can take a good look at what's working, what's making us safer, and what's not. If so, we will likely conclude that the DHS is too costly, too bloated, and too bureaucratic. Hopefully then we'll refocus our efforts on an approach that doesn't see more federal bureaucracy in Washington as the best way to secure the rest of the nation. Ron Paul. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, since he mentioned immigration, seems appropriate to talk about that. And since Ron Paul's from Texas, let's go to Farmers Branch, Texas. The AP reporting that voters in this Dallas suburb became the first in the nation Saturday. Now, Ron Paul's talking about getting the enforcement and all that out of the hands of the feds and turning it more over to states and localities.
Uh-huh.
Because he's that kind of guy. He's for decentralization in general. But here's what your local governments would like to do when it comes to immigration. Voters have now voted overwhelmingly to prohibit landlords from renting to most illegal immigrants. That's right. A majority of voters in this particular area, and I'm sure this will happen in other places now, in Farmers Branch, Texas, have decided that they have the ability to completely control the private property of their neighbors. That's what's going on here.
And even if this was easy to implement, like you could look at somebody and say, oh, now there's an illegal alien, it would still be antithetical to freedom and everything. But beyond that, this is damn difficult to do. So a Mexican person comes up, you're supposed to know whether they're an illegal alien or not?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, a white guy, comes up with perfect English, and you're supposed to know whether or not that guy is an illegal alien?
Well, the white guy will never come under suspect.
Right, he won't. He probably won't, so therefore you won't get in trouble because you didn't suspect him, and no one else will suspect him or anything like that. But obviously in Texas, the ones that are going to be suspected are Mexicans. How are you going to know whether this person is legal or illegal? How much does it cost to find out? How much time do I have to put in? Look, I don't rent these houses and make a bundle of money off of them. I just do it to, I'm just doing it to get by, make a few bucks here and there. I don't need to be spending days or weeks or months filling out paperwork for the government.
You know, what scares me about this is, will it stop here? What if I own a store? How long until the voters decide that I can't sell a soda to an illegal immigrant?
That's an excellent point.
I mean,
and a great question. And what do you think? How far will this go? 800-259-9231, because the voters overwhelmingly approved it. 68-32%, according to the returns. The balloting marked the first public vote on a local government measure to crack down on illegal immigration. So there have been legislative things that have been passed where a city council will pass a resolution doing similar things in this country in other areas. Mm-hmm. This is the first time the voters have actually turned out for this. It, quote, says especially to Congress that we're tired of the out-of-control illegal immigration problem, said the city council member who is the head proponent of this, that if Congress doesn't do something about it, cities will. The ordinance requires apartment managers to verify that renters are U.S. citizens or legal immigrants before leasing to them, with some exceptions. Property managers or owners who break the rule face a misdemeanor charge punishable by a fine of up to $500. Council members approved the ordinance in November, then revised it to include exemptions for minors, seniors, and some families with a mix of legal residents and illegal immigrants. Farmers Branch has
so
become,
it's okay for minors to rent? It's okay for families? Is it families with minors and seniors?
Families with a mix of legal residents and illegal immigrants.
Or minors and seniors?
Apparently, yes.
So they're just really preventing, you know, the renting of
single males.
Right, that's workers. Pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah. Farmers Branch has become the site of protests.
And isn't it? Hold on. who's less the least likely to take welfare?
Yeah.
The hardworking people.
The males, I would assume.
Yeah.
The males that come over here in order to send money back to their families and that kind of thing. They seem like the ones that would be least likely to take welfare. It's the old people, the young, the children, and the mothers. Those will be the ones most likely to cost us money.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. And your thoughts on the immigration situation in America. 1-800-259-9231. And a little bit more about Farmers Branch and what they're doing. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live merchandise. In fact, brand new stuff is available for pre-order right now. And if you want some of these items, we really need you to pre-order them so we have some idea of what's in demand and what's not. We've got the hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. It's an MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It's an FM tuner. It's a voice recorder all-in-one, and it's got our logo on it, so it's extra cool. And it's less than $60. There's that. There's the brand-new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, the two different types of hoodies that we have, the ladies' T-shirt, the free marketeer T-shirt, and more, all there at store.freetalklive.com. Talking about immigration, and the town of Farmers Branch, Texas, is voted 68-32 to be the very first public vote on a local government measure that will crack down on illegal immigration. Basically, it requires apartment managers, and I don't know if it's just apartment managers, maybe other landlords as well, but at least apartment managers to verify that renters are U.S. citizens or legal immigrants before leasing to them. Now, it doesn't really go into great detail as to how exactly one is to verify those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, as a landlord, I'm not sure how I would go about doing that.
Right. And same here. I'm a landlord. I don't know how I'd find out if somebody was a legal or illegal immigrant.
I don't know what fake IDs look like.
Right. You could ask them for pieces of paper, but I don't even know which ones they're supposed to have.
Right.
Do you have a green card? I've never seen one.
Right.
You know, it is all they have to do is show me a piece of paper and come up with a good story as to why it is or isn't green.
You know, I've gotten a couple jobs where I had to prove that I was a U.S. citizen.
Really?
And, they wanted my Social Security card, which I lost a long time ago. So I had to go give them a copy of my birth certificate, which I don't really know how it proves that it's me. It looked like something I could have created on my computer.
Sure.
It's ludicrous.
So you're going to require these landlords to be doing all this enforcement, basically, for the government, because, I mean, the government's not paying them to do this. They're threatening landlords
right.
with a $500 fine and a misdemeanor if they break this rule, if they don't check these people for being legal or illegal. Now, what if you're shown a fake identification and you say, okay, well, it looks good to me. Here you go. Here's the lease. Sign this lease. And then, you know, it turns out it's a police sting or something like that. Because I figured they're only going to catch people in two ways. A, police stings on landlords. Or B, having a busybody neighbor snitch out the new people in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's brown people moving in across the street, Jim. Let's call the police and make sure that they're legal immigrants, because we don't like that landlord or whatever. You know, we don't like old Mark.
Well, last week, we had a caller call in who claimed that he could spot illegals just by looking at them.
Absolutely, you can tell.
So there's going to be a lot of that. And imagine what that's going to do for these poor people that are just coming here to try to make a better life for themselves. And imagine what it's going to do for the ones that are so-called legal. You know, the ones that actually have taken the time to jump through the hoops and fill out the paperwork and pay the bribes to the government so they can be legal. Well, they're going to be caught under suspicion, too, because they're just as brown as the other people that are coming across the border.
Institutionalized racism right there.
Well, right. So basically what's going to happen is some busybody neighbor is going to call up the police tip line on this and say, there's some brown folk moving in across the street, and I think they're illegal.
Of course, there's
no reason to think that besides the fact that they're brown, but that's not going to stop the cops from going out and saying, thank you for the tip, and then showing up at the door of these people's home, and then showing up at the door of these people's home to demand identification from them. We've heard that you've moved in recently, and we demand to see your identification. Oh, based on what? What's your probable cause? The fact that I'm brown?
Well, at that point, I wonder, you know, they've rented the property at that point. It's their home. Can they just say, excuse me, officer, do you have a warrant? And slam the door in his frickin' face.
I don't know, man.
I mean, at that point, get off my property. You do not belong here.
Farmers Branch has become the site of protests and angry confrontations, and opponents of the regulation gathered enough signatures to force the city to put the measure on the municipal election ballot. With Saturday's approval of the ban, opponents plan to fight it in court and will seek a restraining order to stop the city from enforcing it. The city was already facing four lawsuits brought by civil rights groups, residents, property owners, and businesses who contend the ordinance discriminates and that places landlords in the precarious position of acting as federal immigration officers.
Mm-hmm.
Unpaid ones at that.
Right.
Their attorneys say the ordinance attempts to regulate immigration, a duty that's exclusively the federal government's. One lawsuit also alleges the council violated the State Open Meetings Act when deciding on the ordinance. Oh, great. They did it in secret. O'Hare contains the city's economy and quality of life will improve if illegal immigrants are kept out. And that man is a damn fool. Well, Tim O'Hare, city council.
The landlord's lives certainly aren't going to improve. They're going to have some vacant lots.
It's going to be more difficult to rent. It's just going to be more difficult to find tenants.
It doesn't, you know, the bureaucrats are going to still get their money, though. You know, these guys didn't, they passed their little law and they didn't, they're not going to lose any money on this. The only people that lose out here are landlords. Who have been deputized as my official howdy doody county mountie,
right.
Who's going to work for free?
You either enforce for free, or we're going to charge you with a misdemeanor and slap you with a $500 fine.
Right.
And you don't want to pay that $500 fine? What's that? You say your property taxes are high enough? Well, too bad. You don't pay that fine, you're going to jail.
You know, they say that the whole economy is going to hurt. Do these illegal immigrants not eat? Do they not shop at this local economy right there?
Yeah, it's insane to say something like that. It belies a complete lack of economic knowledge, which is typical of politicians. These are politicians. They're lawyers. They don't know what economics is all about. They just understand power.
Right.
That's all they understand.
You know, and the fact is, now this was voted in by the public,
68%.
Right? 68% of the public. Now, these 68% of these people work and live in this particular community. They make money off of illegals every single day, whether it's at the convenience store, whether it's at the grocery store. Now, remember, the grocery store employs, 100 people?
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those people, they have jobs. They can thank their jobs for all the people, thank all the people that come in there and buy stuff for their jobs. Well,
right.
Some of those people are illegal aliens. And, you know, it's just so self-serving to make the landlords do all the work that all the rest of these people, assuming that this is what they want, should be doing too. I mean, if we're going to have to police for illegal aliens, then everybody should have to do it.
Which is, it's all just insanity.
It is absolutely insanity, but it's unfair insanity.
Joe is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's up?
Oh, well, I mean, I kind of have a can of worms to open up. I don't know. It's definitely right along the lines of your conversation. Now, I'm just curious. My whole jury's out still on the immigration policy here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a libertarian standpoint really doesn't, not in too many places it could really grow other than America. So with that in mind, where does national sovereignty fall into the immigration policy? I mean, when do we say enough is enough. And I don't know enough about it. I'm really interested to hear your guys'
point
of view.
Well, first of all, I mean, national sovereignty, what's that really even mean anyway?
Our sovereignty is strictly authority over, overriding authority over said body of whatever. So, I mean, that's what that is.
I still don't understand what that means.
Yeah, but, I guess. I'm sovereign in my body, meaning I'm the ultimate authority of what I do to myself, and obviously that's...
I agree with that. I agree with individual sovereignty completely.
Okay, as far as America
it's just
goes
that there's no... to me, there's no sovereignty outside of that. There's individual sovereignty, and that's it. And as far as how far does it go? Well, it goes until an eternity. A free country should allow people to cross borders freely, whether they're coming or they're going. So as many people that can get here should be able to come here and make a better life for themselves. There should not be the perverse incentive of government handouts. That should go away entirely. That way the people that are coming here are really making a better life for themselves. I mean, the marketplace scales infinitely up. Wealth increases in the absence of government regulation. And so wealth will continue to increase as more people keep coming here and working hard and improving their lives, and all of our lives will improve, and everyone will be buoyed up by the increase in wealth that results. Some areas may get very populated, but I mean, we've got a lot of space in America. There's no reason, there's no end point. There is no end game for immigration. It should continue unabated on into the future forever.
Well, great. I like that. I mean, that's a good answer. I think I like that a lot. I've not heard that side before. So, thank you.
Well, because otherwise, it's completely arbitrary.
Now, let me take
if there's an endpoint.
Let me take this from the standpoint of someone who believes in small government, as opposed to my friend here who believes in no government, whatever.
Okay.
I believe that immigrants, although they cause all kinds of problems as far as our welfare and things like that.
Welfare's the problem.
The problem. They get involved in that. They get involved in crime. But poor people get involved in crime probably the same rate as illegal immigrants. I don't think that you're really talking about something unusual there. I think that illegal immigrants are probably the only reason that we've seen an uptick in our economy at all. And
okay.
I'd have to welcome them.
I have one other thing to tie on to the end of that.
Hang on to that thought. We'll bring you back in hour three. Continue to discuss immigration. Also, Ron Paul's going to be debating tonight. Don't watch the debate. Watch the highlights later on the internet. And stay tuned to Free Talk Live. Hour three's on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog.